Okay. I asked a stupid question a while ago and I knew I did. I asked Laura, I said, you think Catherine is ready to do the rulemaking update? And of course she was. I shouldn't even ask, but I should have asked Catherine, would she come up and do the rulemaking update? We'll move that from tomorrow to today. So Catherine, if you'll come on up, we'll hear what you got to say.
Yes, sir. I'm loading the presentation now.
That is fine. That is fine.
Give it just a moment. It looks like it's loading.
Okay. Yay.
All right. One adjustment on my screen and I'll be set to start. Sorry to hold you up. Okay, and you can hear me okay, I assume. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, my name is Catherine Bloom. I'm the division's rulemaking coordinator. And in the rulemaking section of the briefing book, beginning on page 284, is a memo and supporting document that provide an update on the status of rulemaking and request your vote on final approval to readopt a portion of your rules, and I'll review these items for you. The presentation will include a quick summary of the requirements of the periodic review and expiration of existing rules. Next, we will look at the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle package A for an update on the status of those rules. Then we will look at package B scheduled for final approval today. And the presentation will end with a preview of rulemaking items for later this year. First up is a quick summary of the requirements of General Statute 150B-21.3A. The Regulatory Reform Act of 2013 implemented requirements known as the periodic review and expiration of existing rules. These requirements are codified in Chapter 150B of the General Statutes, which is the Administrative Procedure Act. Under the requirements, each agency is responsible for conducting a review of all its rules at least once every 10 years in accordance with the prescribed process. The review has two parts. The first is a report phase, which has concluded, and the second is the readoption of rules, which is underway. This figure is in the rulemaking update memo in the briefing materials. An evaluation of the rules under the authority of the Marine Fisheries Commission was undertaken in two lots. You have 172 rules in Chapter 3, Marine Fisheries, that are subject to readoption, and 164 rules in Chapter 18, Subchapter 18A, Sanitation, that are also subject to readoption. And the Marine Fisheries Commission is the agency with the authority for the approval steps prescribed in the process. You can see in 2020, the Commission undertook 55 rules total for readoption. Seven of these were in Package A, and the remainder are in Package B. There are 238 Marine Fisheries Commission rules remaining to be readopted. Of these, 116 must be readopted before June 30th of 2022. To meet this deadline, you will need to begin rulemaking by this summer. We will preview some of these rules at the end of this presentation. The next part of the presentation is a review of the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle. As I mentioned, there were two packages of rules for this cycle. Package A contains seven recreational water quality program rules. Package B contains 41 rules across five subjects that are scheduled for you to vote on final readoption today. There are nine rules remaining in Package B that are for the subject General Regulations Joint. These rules will be brought to you for final approval later in 2021 to allow time to address public comments that were received. The public comments are on pages 327 to 328 of your briefing materials. This slide shows the figure of the rulemaking cycle for Package A, which covers the Recreational Water Quality Program rules. The rules bring the program into compliance with Environmental Protection Agency criteria and standards and help the program to be more efficient in protecting public health. You gave final approval of these rules at your November 2020 business meeting. The rules were reviewed and approved by the Rules Review Commission in January. The rules will become effective April 1st, 2021, coinciding with the start of the recreational swimming season. A news release will be issued April 1st, and a rulebook supplement containing the latest version of these rules will be available online. Package A is complete. This slide shows the figure of the rulemaking cycle for Package B that is found in your briefing materials on page 289. There are 41 rules covering 5 subjects for your consideration today. You accepted public comments on the proposed rules from October 1st through November 30th, 2020. One written public comment was received about the 9 rules for the subject General Regulations Joint that will be addressed later this year. 2 online public hearings were held via WebEx on October 21st and 27th. 1 member of the public attended the October 27th hearing and provided verbal comments about the shellfish lease user conflict rules that I will detail shortly. There were no other public comments. These rules are scheduled for you to vote on today for final readoption of the permanent rules, and I will cover the proposed rules in more detail shortly. This figure shows the steps in the permanent rulemaking process and is a good visual indication of the complexity of rulemaking and the time it takes to promulgate rules. The arrows show the relationship of the steps and the contingent nature of certain steps that can cause an earlier step to need to be repeated. For the 7 rules in Package A, we are here. You gave final approval of these rules in November. The rules were reviewed and approved as presented by the Rules Review Commission in January, and the rules have been entered into the North Carolina Administrative Code and will be effective April 1st. As I said, the process is complete. And we are here for the 41 rules in Package B. We're at the step for you to vote on final approval of the rules. Next, I'll summarize the proposed changes for each of the 5 subjects in Package B. The briefing materials include an excerpt from the October 1st, 2020 issue of the North Carolina Register containing the proposed rules as published. The corresponding fiscal analyses for the proposed rules are available on the division website on the proposed rules webpage. The first subject for Package B is the classification of shellfish growing waters. Today, you're scheduled to vote on final approval of proposed amendments to readopt and repeal through readoption 14 rules in 15A NCAC 18A pursuant to the requirements of General Statute 150B-21.3A, the periodic review and expiration of existing rules. Additionally, proposed amendments will conform the rules with minimum standards for the National Shellfish Sanitation Program Guide for the Control of Molluscan Shellfish. North Carolina must meet these minimum standards in order for North Carolina shellfish to be sold through interstate commerce. Rule language was also proposed to formalize the use of conditionally approved shellfish areas to increase the overall flow of shellfish from the state. The use of conditional areas has been in place in North Carolina for over 20 years. In short, none of the proposed rule changes lead to any substantive changes in the ongoing operations of the division, but rather conform language to these practices and requirements. And there were no public comments on these rules. The next subject is for rules with minor changes relating to standards for commercial shellfish sanitation and processing procedures. Today, you're scheduled to vote on final approval of proposed amendments to readopt 21 rules and 15A NCAC 18A, pursuant to the requirements of the periodic review. Of these, 13 rules have minor changes proposed, such as updates to punctuation, agency names, capitalization, acronym introduction, and a missing degree symbol for a temperature provided. The changes conform the rules to current standards for rulemaking. The remaining 8 rules are proposed for readoption with no changes. And again, there were no public comments on these rules. The next subject is shellfish lease user conflicts. This was the presentation referenced earlier today when Jacob Boyd was giving his presentation. So we are here back to the topic of shellfish lease user conflicts. And today, you are scheduled to vote on final approval of proposed amendments to readopt three rules in 15A NCAC 03 pursuant to the requirements of the periodic review. Additionally, Session Law 2019-37 was passed with the explicit goal of providing increased support to the state shellfish aquaculture industry. And central to this was the goal of understanding user conflict issues of shellfish leasing and amending state regulations based on these findings. Section 9 of the law required the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, the Division, and the Marine Fisheries Commission to study how to reduce user conflict related to shellfish cultivation leases and to adopt rules and reform internal operating procedures consistent with the findings of the study. The report summarizing the study was presented to and approved by you at your November 2019 meeting. Proposed rules are based on the results of the study and are initial measures that aim to reduce user conflict issues while supporting a productive shellfish aquaculture industry within the deadline mandated by the law. There will be more changes to come, and these are the issues I referenced earlier this morning that are on parallel tracks, so stay tuned on those other issues. But these rules specifically would require cumulative impacts to be considered so as not to interfere with navigation or with existing traditional uses of an area under consideration for a shellfish lease. Increase setback limits, including the addition of a 250-foot buffer between leases, as well as an increase in the existing 100-foot buffer from developed shorelines to 250 feet for new leases. Limit the allowable number of corners for demarcating shellfish leases to simplify polygon shape. Modify marking requirements for shellfish lease stakes and signage to alleviate visibility and navigation concerns. And initiate a new leaseholder training program that emphasizes user conflict reduction strategies. One member of the public attended the October 27th hearing and provided verbal comments about the shellfish lease user conflict rules. The person said they were confused about how those proposed changes will help in their area, although they said the improved training program is a good idea. A summary of this hearing is on page 326 of the briefing materials, and there were no other public comments on the rules. There is also a revised version of all three rules with technical changes included for your consideration for final approval. These changes conform the rules to forthcoming amendments to the other rules in that section for readoption so that all rules will use consistent terminology. For example, the technical changes will standardize the title of each rule to use shellfish leases, which includes both bottom leases and water column leases, and so is less wordy. When talking about a specific type, either shellfish bottom lease or shellfish water column lease is used. The technical changes that staff recommends for your approval are slightly different from what was published in the North Carolina Register, but do not differ substantially and thus do not require republication. The technical changes are shown in yellow highlighting on pages 318 through 324 of the briefing materials. These are the versions of the rules for final approval today. And on this topic, lastly, Rule 15A NCAC 030204, one of the three rules, is subject to legislative review pursuant to Session Law 2019-198 and General Statute 14-4.1. Legislative review of regulatory crimes, and thus is expected to have a delayed effective date. The Commission may request a group of related rules to become effective at the same time per General Statute 150B-21.3. In other words, because one rule is subject to legislative review, it is best if all three related rules stay together in the process so they can become effective at the same time. Okay, we have just two more subjects to cover, and they are a little more quick. The next subject is the Shrimp Fishery Management Plan Amendment 1, Special Secondary Nursery Areas. Today, you're scheduled to vote on final approval of proposed amendments to readopt one rule pursuant to the requirements of the periodic review and amend one rule both of which are in 15A NCAC 03. These rules were proposed to reclassify 9 special secondary nursery areas to secondary nursery areas, as recommended by the North Carolina Shrimp Fishery Management Plan Amendment 1 in 2015. The 9 areas have not been open to trawling since at least 2004, so there are no effective changes to the shrimp trawl fishery. These changes convert approximately 8,600 acres of current special secondary nursery areas to secondary nursery areas. The reclassification results in a small mesh gill net attendance requirement in these waters, except for Scranton Creek. All areas have gill net attendance requirements now. The proposed rules require additional attendance in all waters, not just 50 yards from the shoreline, from May 1 to November 30th. And there were no public comments on these rules. The last subject is oyster sanctuaries. Today, you're scheduled to vote on final approval to amend one rule for oyster sanctuaries in 15A NCAC 03, consistent with the North Carolina Oyster Fishery Management Plan. In order for oyster sanctuary reef sites to serve their intended management function as sanctuaries for oyster broodstock, harvest protections need to be applied. The term sanctuary refers to reefs protected from oyster harvest in commission rule or by proclamation issued by the fisheries director under the authority of commission rule. For oyster sanctuaries, oyster harvest is prohibited and the use of a trawl net, long haul seine, swipe net, and mechanical methods for oystering or clamming are prohibited. The current rule contains 10 sites. Rule amendments are proposed to add the boundaries of the 5 most recently developed oyster sanctuaries and update boundaries for 3 existing sanctuaries. Boundaries delineating the area for 2 existing sanctuaries are proposed to be removed from rule as they no longer function as biologically productive oyster sanctuaries, and there were no public comments on this rule. Here again is the figure of the rulemaking cycle for Package B that is found in your briefing materials, which covers the 41 rules across 5 subjects. Today, you're scheduled to vote on final readoption of the permanent rules. If you approve the rules today, the rules will be reviewed by the Office of Administrative Hearings and the Rules Review Commission in April. The rules that are not subject to legislative review have an earliest possible effective date of May 1st, 2021, but that amounts to 38 of the 41 rules. A news release will be issued and a rulebook supplement containing the latest version of these rules will be available online, coinciding with the effective date of the rules. The action item on the agenda for the rulemaking update is for the Commission to vote on final approval of the 41 rules in Package B. The division recommends the Marine Fisheries Commission approve readoption and amendment of 41 rules in 15A NCAC 03 and 18A as published in the North Carolina Register per General Statute 150B-21.3A, periodic review and expiration of existing rules, except for additional technical changes recommended to 3 rules in 15A NCAC 030, 0200, with the exact rule citations from the North Carolina Administrative Code as published on the Commission's business meeting agenda. The last agenda item for the rulemaking update is to provide a preview of rules for readoption later this year. As I mentioned earlier in the presentation, the Commission has 172 rules in Chapter 3, Marine Fisheries, that are subject to readoption, and 116 of these are remaining and must be readopted before June 30th of 2022. To meet this deadline, you will need to begin rulemaking by this summer on all of these rules. The management option the Commission voted on earlier today in support of the high-efficiency gear restrictions on artificial reefs in state ocean waters will be prepared for the upcoming rule cycle. In Subchapter 18A, Sanitation, 42 of 164 rules are already underway, roughly 1/4 of the rules. The division is planning to prepare approximately 40 more rules for readoption later this year to stay on pace to readopt all of these rules before the June 30, 2024 readoption deadline. The 18A rules for the upcoming rulemaking cycle will focus on the remaining rules in Section 0100 for requirements for handling, packing, and shipping of crustacean meat, and in Section 0900 for classification of shellfish growing waters. The management option you voted on at your November 2020 meeting to prohibit repacking of foreign crab meat in North Carolina includes two of the remaining rules in 18A Section 0100 and will be brought to you at your May meeting to begin rulemaking. Due to the volume of rules that must be undertaken, there will again be two packages of rules in the upcoming cycle. Package A is scheduled to start the process at your May meeting, and Package B will start at your August meeting. And staff will strive to balance the number of proposed rules for each meeting as best as we can. Any proposed rules that are ready for your May meeting will constitute Package A, and all remaining rules will constitute Package B and be brought to you to begin in August. As a reminder, a fiscal note of the proposed rule changes approved by the North Carolina Office of State Budget and Management is required before you can vote to begin rulemaking. There is one final note regarding the preview of rules for readoption later this year. Several rules remaining to be readopted contain defined terms. Some defined terms only apply to an individual rule as stated within a given rule. Separately, the Commission has an existing rule in Chapter 03I containing definitions that apply to all of the rules in Chapter 3, Marine Fisheries. This rule must be readopted before June 30th of 2022. Staff is examining the defined terms in the definition rule, along with defined terms that appear in several individual rules, to bring rule drafts to you to begin the readoption process later this year, including the recommended location of the defined terms. Those recommendations will remain consistent with the content of the Commission's actions through today for preferred management options and associated proposed language for rulemaking. The definitions rule will be part of Package B for your August meeting. Now, you heard about this earlier today in the context of the gear restrictions on state ocean artificial reefs issue. As Jason explained this morning, staff requests the latitude to bring rule drafts to you later this year with the recommended location of the defined terms, either applicable to the individual rule or applicable across all marine fisheries rules based on the completion of examining all the defined terms. That concludes the rulemaking update. I'm glad to address any questions, and if it is helpful, I'll return to the slide with the division recommendations for the scheduled action item. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That'd be good, Catherine. Catherine, thank you for this thorough and professional presentation, as you always do. I don't know what we would do without you. Questions and comments, Doug?
I've just got a motion whenever you're ready, Mr. Chairman.
Rock and roll.
That's Doug. I move that the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries adopt as presented all rules, changes, or readoptions for Package B.
Okay, let's get the motion up there.
So, Doug, you'll either need to repeat that for me or.
Okay, I got it. The North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries.
Don't you mean the Marine Fisheries Commission?
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Marine Fisheries Commission.
Well, I mean, they're the ones adopting it, but whatever. Marine Fisheries Commission.
Not, we are.
Okay. Adopt as presented all rules, changes, or readoptions for Package B. I would ask that that clears what they need first, but I think it does.
Okay.
I believe Patricia has all the nomenclature available. If she wants to keep all the numbers, that's exactly how things were published on your meeting agenda, if it's helpful, Commissioner Croft.
Okay.
This is Martin. I'll second the motion.
All right. Great. Thank you, Martin. You might just want to cut and paste. I don't know. There you go. All right.
Yep.
Okay. That is your motion as you have made it, Doug.
This is Doug. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Martin, you've got a second on this motion, correct?
Yes. Martin. Yes. That is true.
All right. Great. Okay. Any further discussion on this? If not, Laura, let's do a roll call.
All right. Commissioner Croft?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornegie?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
Thank you. And Chairman Bizzle?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes unanimously. I think that's the first every motion we've made today has passed unanimously. That's great. Okay. Once again, Catherine, thank you for your work at this. I don't know where we'd be without you. Okay, that's going to conclude our work. Thank you. That's going to conclude our work for the day. We'll take back in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, same time, same station, and we'll discuss the few remaining items that we have under Friday's agenda. So we are moving along at a good clip and hope we can keep that up. You all rest well tonight. Hope you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.